Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
A couple of pieces of housekeeping news.
Mm-hmm.
We are sitting in the newly remodeled Belco Credit Union Studios.
Yeah.
Which is dope.
Mm-hmm. Feels great.
It's
looks
so nice.
Great. Ugh.
In fact, we've been putting up videos lately of our show, and you can kind of see a little bit of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just imagine a cesspool of rotting horror, that's what it looked like before.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Belco, for turning it into a radio studio.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Saw? Kind of one of those.
Kind of like that. Yeah. And now this is like...
You used to be chained to the...
Yes. And this is, what would you call this now? It's like the Jetsons.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's ridiculous in here.
And I like they said it's got the Belco blue. It's a specific blue.
And there are swooshy things all over. And we got Belco pillows and chapstick.
Yeah.
If anybody's got chap lips, you swing on by here.
We will apply Belco chapstick
to you right now. We want to talk about your grudge.
Mm-hmm.
Who you grudging against? What you grudging against? Are you holding on to something? In times when we've talked about this, we call it get over it. But today, I don't think we're going to judge you on it. I think we let you call and tell your grudge, and then we go, I think you've let that go too long.
Okay.
But today, we're going to be like, you're okay. And the reason I think we're going to let it be okay is because our good friend, our dear friend, the sexiest man alive from 2023.
From every year.
Yeah, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Has got a grudge against some dentist that he went to when he was like 20 years old.
Really?
And he's still mad.
What happened?
He said he just screwed up his teeth. He said he needed to do some preventative stuff. And because he's a dentist. Like, I have a grudge against almost every dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what I think they do. Because you go in, oh my God, I am Paul Rudd right now, and I'm not nearly sexy enough to pull this off. I've gone to dentists, and they go, you have a dentist, I have my childhood dentist, and he was just kind of one of my dad's friends who just used pliers and blow torches on us and stuff.
Okay.
And then you go to a real dentist, and the new dentist goes, I don't know who did this to your mouth, but I'm going to have to replace this filling and this filling and whatever, and you're like, and this one just needs a crown. And then I moved, and you go to a new dentist, and they're like, I don't know who your old dentist was, but we're going to have to replace that crown.
Mm.
This one shouldn't have been a filling. That's a crown. And we're going to have to replace this too. And then the dentist I go to now, I had just done all my crowns. He walked in and was like, what in the world has happened to your mouth, sir? we have to replace all the, and you're like, what?
That but
the
little...
sick thing is they're always right. I'm like, oh my God, you're right. It does feel like a rotten cesspool in my mouth.
But how come we're never going back? We're never like reporting the people who did, the dentist who did it before. You know, it's never,
you're
like,
right.
shouldn't we follow up one at a time.
Take him out. So I like Paul Rudd, have a grudge against everyone who's ever been inside my mouth. Who are you grudging on? Ooh.
I have a lot of grudges. Specifically, there was one I remember when I was young and I went to basketball camp for a week, and every day I used to get a dollar, and that was the one time that I could buy.
Oh my God.
I do remember.
Here's
this.
The weird thing. I actually know this story. People listening don't.
Yeah.
So it's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I know we weren't supposed to judge.
Yeah,
this is
we weren't
the dumbest,
going to.
This is the dumbest grudge to hold on to. But keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going.
So I got a dollar every day. It was the one time I used to get an all sport. They didn't have Gatorade in the vending machines, but they had all sport.
It's some sort of electrolyte.
Yeah, it was here, and then it was gone, and then it was back for a little bit at Walmart maybe or so. Huh. I don't know if they still make it or whatever. But I would get every day. I would look forward to it because I was just a little sugar fiend. Uh-huh. Really, that's why I was at the basketball camp.
Yeah.
So we go out, and I put my dollar in, ready to hit my all sport, and the cool kid, the rich kid, the cool kid who's there at camp, he's behind me in line, and he kind of reaches around, and he just hits the water button right after I put my dollar in.
And out comes like an Aquafina.
Yep. Yeah. Dasani. But yeah, I remember it like
Coke
it was
version.
Yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, I just looked at him, and I was like, that's not funny.
Because this is, I don't have another dollar.
Right. That's not funny. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you see him tearing up?
Well, I didn't want to drink a water. I could drink a water at home. I finally get a dollar to get an all sport, and now I got to drink a water. Cause cool, and then they're all laughing.
Do you know the
name
cool
of the
kid?
I absolutely do, yeah.
You know his first and last name?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you want to give it to the listeners so we can dox this fool?
No.
We can all Venmo request him a dollar.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I went through, he went to a different school, but I went through high school.
Did
with
you ever
them.
Tell him?
No, I never did.
I think it's time we tell him.
Yeah.
Do you think we can find him?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm friends with him like on social media, but he doesn't know that he did this to me.
He probably does.
We 100% have to do this. Do you remember
Why?
That I said that my grudge was against Kerry Kennedy, who de-pants me at a very vulnerable age, and blah, blah, blah. And I've used that every time we talk about grudge, I talk about it. She pulled my pants down. My crush was there. It ruined me. I have no game with women to this day. But one of the last times we talked about it, enough people who went to Skyline High School reached out to Kerry Kennedy, and she wrote me an email.
No way.
She was like, I have no idea. I had no idea I hurt you in this way.
Oh, wow.
Like I ruined, like, and it was like, and it made me, it was awesome in a bad way. It was awesome for her because she just flipped it and made me feel like such a D.
That's
why?
Like, that's what I'm worried about. Because
she's like, I can't, like, how would I know that I, but it's like, well, dude, you de-pantsed a kid.
Yeah.
And we have,
you did
we have
something
pee-pees.
Very embarrassing too.
And like, and they're small when you're in the water and they're small when you're
I mean,
that age.
You
and like,
saw it. Everyone
right.
Saw
it's like,
it.
Everybody
like,
saw it. It was,
what do you
it was
think,
like awful. I'm a grower, not a shower. If you have a grudge against somebody, we would love to hear your grudge story. 303-222-5423 or text into that exact same number.
I remember in like, I don't remember if it was the fifth or sixth grade, but we would get homework like every Wednesday.
Okay.
And the end of the day was coming up. We had maybe just a couple minutes left until school got out for the whole day. And our teacher forgot to assign us homework until this little snot-nosed twat was just like, excuse me, Mr. George, you forgot to assign homework.
Oh, no!
Like, let us have our freedom.
Oh,
he took our freedom.
Yeah.
And you remember his first and last name?
Oh, yeah.
We got to get these people on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got to talk to Waterboy and Homework Boy.
Girl.
Girl.
Yeah.
Homework Girl. We got to bring Waterboy and Homework Girl together. They might be superheroes like Lava Boy and Shark Girl.
Switch them.
Lava Girl and Shark Boy.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the other quick grudge that I just want to say, because they were in the news, tattered cover. You sons of bitches.
Oh, yeah.
You accused me of shoplifting.
That's right.
And to prove that I wasn't shoplifting, I took my pants off in the middle of your store.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it was in my commando phase, so you got me arrested for indecent exposure. And then you took a Polaroid of me and said I could never come to your store again.
Wow. Anytime Slacker's pants come off, a grudge is about to happen. Yep.
So I have never, there have been people who are like, ooh, it's my birthday. You know what a voracious reader I am. Just give me like a Tattered Cover. And I'm like, here's a Barnes & Noble.
I've met some really awesome people at Tattered Cover. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, great. I've Wonderful. Never been since that day because I took my pants off. Right, in the store doesn't even exist. It was a Cherry Creek one. It was like four stories.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Right
there, okay.
Oh, well, let's, then we can go. We'll find,
no,
find
they
our
still,
people.
No, they we'll know now. I'm going to walk in there like, that's the pantsless guy. All right. If you've got a grudge against somebody, we'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about grudges, and for some reason I went off on Dennis. I think you all had a little bit of a grudge against Dennis.
Yeah, I had one Dennis make me cry, and I never went back.
Oh, so. What'd they do?
I told them that the numbing was wearing off, and they said, we're almost done. And they went on for like another half an hour.
Because so you're the redhead, it doesn't work on you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the cold. We're almost done.
Suck it up, buttercup. But somebody texted in that they also have a grudge against their dentist. We didn't want this just to be slam dentist. Well, we have a totally different we have a different topic for
tomorrow.
That. Right. Tomorrow's dentist story.
They said, Slacker, grudge on dentists all you want, but my dentist told me that they had I had an infection on one of my teeth and they didn't get it fixed. Infection ended up traveling up to her brain and they ended up giving brain surgery. His or her, I'm not sure who it is, I guess.
Okay, then that Erin, when she read that text, she was like, your grudge isn't with your dentist, your grudge is with you. And that's true.
Yeah.
Like, well, you chose saying, to not get it fixed. Yeah.
Like, you should listen to the dentist.
Yeah. Yes. But, except when they tell you your crowns are old and you should.
Yeah, well, and every
and
time
your last dentist did a really poor job.
Correct.
Exactly. Which one do you go to get it fixed? Which is going to do it right?
Right. The last dentist. Ellen?
Yay.
Grudge. Who we grudging against?
You are grudging against cats, I want it to stop.
My mom has a cat now, Ellen.
Does she really?
She does.
Aww.
My niece has moved in with my mom to help out, and she has a cat, and so my mom has a cat. So I don't have it. Why do you think? Why do I have to get over it? Do you have a grudge against dogs?
No, not really.
Do you have a dog?
No, I don't.
Well, see, you're grudging.
She's not grudging.
Well, I'm not grudging. Why am I grudging? Just because I don't have a cat. Why am I grudging, but she's not grudging? Why do I keep saying grudging?
I have a grudge against the dog. Not
Ellen
me, the
seems
cat.
Very nice, and that's why we like her.
Ellen, you don't want me to grudge on you. You don't want me to move my cat grudge to you. You're right. I am over it. I promise you, Kiki's a great cat. Mm-hmm. My grudge starts with the one time there was a cat in my house when I lived with a girl. She went out of town, and I've told the story a thousand times. I bathed the cat, which the cat hated, and then I trimmed the cat's whiskers.
Which the cat hated.
And then which the cat just kept getting stuck places, and I couldn't figure it out. So it's, again, it's like this dentist chick.
You can't hate cats because you're an idiot.
I'm the grudge.
Yeah.
I'm the idiot, Ellen. Thank you for the call. Sonia.
Yay.
Who we grudging on?
My elementary school teacher. She used to give all the good kids graham crackers with chocolate on top. And for some reason, I wasn't ever a good kid, so I had to sit there and watch them eat their graham crackers with chocolate.
So you're mad at her?
Oh, my gosh.
Why did I call so that we're not allowed to judge these today? Because it's ruined. Because I want to go, like, once again, you're mad at you. Like, if you were a good kid, you would have got a graham cracker. Right?
No, the thing is, for some reason, I was never a good kid. Like, I don't know why.
Still
I didn't really do anything.
But still, do in retrospect, you know what you did, right? You were not a good kid.
No, there was these little clips with your name on it, and you would be at a number one or number five. All the kids would move theirs back to number one, and I would wait for permission to move back to number one, and I never got permission. And I was never sneaky like the other kids who would move their clips to number one to get these chocolate graham crackers.
There you go. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Oh, right.
Yeah. Her name's Miss Burt.
You're too honest, Sonia.
If you're still alive, I hate you, Miss Burt.
Can I get your address and bring you some graham crackers and chocolate? Would that make you happy?
I appreciate it.
I would. Okay.
Yeah, it would.
We're gonna
bring some for me too.
I'm gonna say this. I am fully committed. I'm gonna put you on hold, and we are gonna drive to your neighborhood and give everybody in your neighborhood graham crackers and chocolate. Except you. She didn't move her clip.
Because she was waiting for permission.
That's your problem if you watch everyone else do it.
Yeah.
Do what the others are doing.
You gotta go take it.
Yeah.
Grab life by the
Get
horns.
Get yours. Carpe diem.
Yeah.
What is that? Seize the day?
Yeah.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Eve.
Yay.
Yay. Who we grudging against?
My friend's ex-wife. So we were supposed to go paintballing during our college years. Turns out she didn't like any of the girlfriends, so she told the guys we were actually going to have a pool party, and she took pictures with all our boyfriends and posted them all over Facebook while we were like dumb butts waiting for the guys to show up at paintball.
What?
Oh my gosh.
That's the most valid grudge I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. And to this day, she still shares them on social media.
That That's diabolical.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9. It's that time of the show where we stop being funny. Wait, when did we start? And we just talk about the news. Or no.
News. News.
No.
No.
News.
No. No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
News or nope on its inaugural time here in the new Belco Studios, Belco Credit Union. Here's the thing. Aaron judges me so hard when we sing the news or nope theme. And I don't think the person who sings the least hard, the person who puts in the least effort should get to judge anyone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thanks, D.I.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, God, those eyes.
Yeah.
When she hits you with the, like,
I know.
Mm. Right.
Good evening.
Thank God it's you first. Thank God it's you first. Thank God it's you first. I didn't know who was going to go first, but I was nervous.
Welcome to the program.
Welcome.
After months of wondering, where is she? Where in the world is not Carmen Sandiego, but Haley Welch, the talk Hawk Tua girl?
Oh.
Is back on the scene.
Oh, because she got in trouble. I'm so sorry to interrupt. Mm-hmm. She got in trouble because she had some sort of cryptocurrency. And,
oh,
like,
she did one of the trash memes or whatever.
She did the
meme coin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she did. Yep.
And then like people bought it and she like got out.
That is the point. Like, I'm sorry. If you're into crypto and you try to buy a meme coin, understand that whoever that's named after is going to dump and run.
Yeah.
So you just got to dump. You got to try to dump when they
around
dump.
Around the same time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, but like, I don't mean to get this completely off track, but there was a Trump meme coin and it might still be working, but it's like the day it came out, the dude who reviews the pizzas.
Portnoy.
Bought in for like $500K, flipped it into $1.5 million and then bet it all on the Super Bowl. And
wow.
Like 45 minutes later, it crashed down to below where you bought it in. It's like, but Portnoy got in at the right time and out of the wrong. You cannot be mad at Hawk Tua for doing.
That's not a long term.
Everybody does that with crypto.
But
is just.
It's. I think it's the fact that like, oh, we made her famous. We being society, everyone on TikTok. And so therefore we deserve. It's silly.
No, but she made herself famous by saying the most outrageous thing on a video and it went viral. Like,
yeah, are any financial planners going, what you need to do is diversify. We need Hawk Tua coin.
Right.
And we need also, it's
nobody's
like,
saying that. You get into a Vanguard fund? No, what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
Get some meme coins.
So she's been off Instagram for 4 months. Apparently she's going to start up her podcast again because she's been exonerated by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Yes, because she didn't do anything wrong. It's what you do with a meme coin. It's what crypto is.
Yeah.
Dump and run.
So I wonder, I bet on her episodes, which you could probably find on the Odyssey app. And if you can't, who cares?
Right.
Only
better stuff's on there.
Exactly.
Can I just ask? I thought you were going to do Kelly Clarkson. She's been spotted, right?
Yeah, she made a return. I saw that she was talking about, and I don't know if it was a joke or not, doing, what's the Hoda?
She was talking about
whatever.
Taking Hoda's joining place.
The,
I think her show is like, because she disappeared hard and she didn't say it was something wrong with her. She said it was family problems or something.
I think so.
Because people were like, because somebody else has been doing her show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She came back on her like 1,000th episode or something.
Oh.
So Kelly's not missing and neither is Hawk Tua.
I've invested a lot of money in the Kelly coin.
Okay.
Clarkson coin.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This one's kind of sad. If you haven't seen, Val Kilmer has unfortunately passed away at the age of 65 from pneumonia.
Oh, pneumonia. I hadn't seen that.
But it's just like when you're so immune compromised and that dude,
Yeah.
Like to go from one of the most virile leading men to what kind of he turned into. There's a Netflix special. I don't know if you've watched it yet.
No, but I haven't.
It's like being Val. I don't remember what it's called, or Val or something. The dude was an early adopter of like home video cameras.
No way.
So he got home video cameras like before anybody, and then he just recorded everything. Well, wow. Guess what? He's on set of Top Gun.
Right. And just
he's wow. on set of, and it's like backstage footage That's of cool. like Tom Cruise, and they're just razzing each other, and it's like it's a great documentary. He narrates some of it, even with his like
Because yeah, he did have throat cancer.
Like when he was in the final Top Gun, he did try to talk. He did say something at the end. He was like,
it was like one sentence. Kind of
eke out.
Which is always tough to, like you said, he was just the pinnacle of fitness and everything at one point, and then
and just in some of the best movies. Aaron hasn't seen Tombstone yet. We found out when we heard it, and it's like you got to watch it. Have you seen it?
It tonight in honor of him. You for should, sure.
Mm-hmm. Or watch the Doors movie. He's so good in the Doors.
That's
he's
right.
Jim Morrison. Yeah, I he's, saw a picture of that for the first time. I was like, wow.
That's right.
You Oliver Stone that's directed it. Dude, you think it's Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
He, from what I heard, him on set of that thing, he got a little like Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman. It was like.
Oh, too method.
He became and just wore the leather pants and wouldn't take them off. And you're just like, okay, bud. But anyway, RIP, Val.
Mm-hmm.
We love you and miss you already.
Good evening.
Good evening.
At the risk of stealing one of Aaron's stories.
Oh, boy.
Dolly Parton is in the news. This time.
She was going to do it. You can tell she was going to do it.
I actually wasn't.
Okay. She's got a new line of jeans out.
Dolly does?
Dolly's Jolene's. It's even got a pun in the title, which I like. She says, I want women when they put on Dolly's Jolene's to think, ooh, I feel good in these.
Okay, don't do that anymore.
Then to turn and look and say, my butt looks good in these.
Okay. I like that. Is she related to Miley? Or they just
Yes, she's her godmother.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean
related. Not related.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there, yeah.
But there is a strong connection.
Still the flex that I have for Dolly that I think is I think some people in this room think it's not a flex and it's stupid, but
these jeans are cute.
She refuses to get a phone or like be faxed. Yeah, if you want to talk to Dolly, you got to fax her.
I don't like it. You only get to do it if you're Dolly Parton.
Correct.
If you're anyone else. Imagine applying for a job. You're like, actually, you don't.
Just fax me.
Fax me, yeah. Just send it to the library. Again, it's like, you're not hired. It doesn't work that way.
Oh my God, it's so true.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If you are a fan of Dexter, you might be excited for this. You might hate it. There's a second season in the works. I haven't seen the first one yet.
I've seen
the original, not the first
original Sin.
Return. Yeah.
So he still narrates it.
Oh.
So it's his voice, but then a kid, they found a kid. I don't know if it's his kid. The dude looks enough like a young Dexter. It's crazy. Hmm. But then they got a Deb who doesn't look right. She just says F a lot.
I hate Deb. But it's God. Sorry. She's so annoying.
Yeah, not the killer.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if this is an idea for an invention or what this is, just a gripe perhaps. I want to see if you guys agree with me on this, okay?
Do I need a theme song? It sounds if it's a gripe, is it time for a Is it teed off?
Is it?
Sure, I could work muster up some.
That doesn't feel very.
Anger.
No, I'm not gonna do it. It's not worth it.
I'm not really angry. It's more just So you know when you go into a store, like specifically, I went into Walmart recently, and a lot of times outside of Walmart, they have people set up outside of the store, like on the sidewalk. They're either selling Girl Scout cookies, or if there aren't a lot of little girls,
Boy Scouts,
whatever. Like you,
weird little candy bars your band has to sell.
Mm-hmm. All
they're
that
just
stuff.
Out there
World's best chocolate. Mm-hmm. How it is? I think so.
They are pretty good.
Yeah.
The one with the almonds in it.
I wouldn't say that they're world's best, but they're good.
What is the world's best? Do you think if we keep talking about this and interrupt him, he's gonna get more angry, and I can play the theme song?
Maybe.
So. When you go into these stores, it's always like you kind of hustle by them, right? Because you don't want to be bothered. Or
pretend you're on the phone.
What's that?
Pretend you're on the phone.
Oh, just pull. Oh. But they'll still.
I don't like
does
that.
Does that work? Yeah.
That feels rude.
I know. And often when I'm pretending I'm on the phone, I realize like my home screen is lit up and they can tell. If you have any, they're just like, dude, you're on Instagram. Yeah.
Like, your phone rings as you're holding it.
Call waiting. That's what I do. I'm sorry.
You pretend. Okay, so that. But I want to know what they're selling, but I don't want to deal with the people. I don't want to interact with the people because then they're like, they're selling me, they're pushing me, and it's hard to walk away. But I do want to take a gander at the table. I want to see what you're offering. Because a lot of times I'm walking by and they're like, they're tucked around. I can't even see what it is. Like this time I went into Walmart, there's a big table set out, and the guy was super nice. He just goes, hey guys, I'm with my son. And he's like, hey, when you guys come out, if you got some time for us, we'd love to talk to you. I'm like, oh, okay. So we went into Walmart and I'm like, what did he have? Yeah. I don't even know. Wow.
Find an alternate exit. I will never go back out that way. Or
and I won't either, but I still want to know. I still want to know what he was selling. How do I, so do we need, it's like an invention or something. Like they need a big poster of just everything they're selling outside the store, like inside the store. So I can look and I don't have the sales. I feel the same way about the mall kiosks. I want to stop and I want to look at all the jewelry
you
they
do
have.
Not.
I want to look at all the slippers,
you do
the
not.
T-shirt designs. I want to look at all of it, but I don't want the salesperson there.
Can I just
want him
say,
in my ear.
He is.
Am I alone?
Yeah.
I can't be alone.
No,
other people.
No, I will say he must not be. 4 years. In fact, the last time I was in a mall, which was recently, I walk by the kiosk and I'm like, what level of stupidity is still in the universe that kiosks exist?
Mm-hmm.
Because I full on linebacker dummy them on my way by because they got real good at like handing you the product. And
oh,
then
that's
you just
the
have
worst.
It and they
oh,
won't
yeah.
take it back.
Yeah.
They're like, here's some lotion. And you're like, and like, so, and then they just keep moving their hands and they won't take the product back. I'm like, I don't want this. Will you take
it? I literally put it on the ground and I walk away.
You do?
Yeah.
That's so smart. Because there's nowhere to put it on their kiosk
yeah.
either. It's all like jagged edges, like the like the bird stuff that they do to
yeah.
keep the birds from landing on a
yeah.
roof. And you're like, ah, there's nowhere. Oh, put it on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so smart. You're
wow.
the reason kiosks exist. Because
yeah,
I have no curiosity. None.
None at all?
Zero.
Even the vague, like, hey, I'd love to talk to you when you come out. You're not at all interested?
See,
in what?
If
what,
it was
what?
A good thing,
okay.
if it was something cool, badass, awesome,
mm-hmm.
where would it be?
In the Walmart?
It would be.
Okay. I didn't know if you'd accept that as an answer.
Well, I was going to let you have it if okay. your level of badass is yeah. Walmart.
For me, in the Walmart.
But it's not. It can't even get inside Walmart. So why do you care? It's not cool enough to be in Walmart.
But even the kiosks too, like they have jewelry and stuff. I
want
to.
They don't.
No.
They don't have anything you want. They have stuff.
But
that's
how do
turn
I know?
You.
Unless I'm accosted by the salesperson. The shoe cleaners are the real bad ones because I always have sneakers and they'll just start cleaning your shoe and then you can't get away. And then they clean one and not the other.
Why did you take off your shoe?
And then they put it up.
Oh.
They just put it up. They
yes.
like they get to you, especially if they know mm-hmm. you're wearing like sneakers.
Do you know where the shoe cleaner is at Park Meadows?
Right by, it's up on the top, right?
Damn,
right.
Skippy, it's right at the escalator, and they've gotten me. Because you,
yeah.
you get up the escalator, and they see your shoes, and they're like, nice Jordan 1s, and you're like, you turn, and he's already got your foot in his hand. It is
How?
Such a trap. Dude, I don't know. It's like, Jordan 1s, and you're like, yeah, and you like kind of just put your foot out, and he's like, gah, and he's got your foot.
I know.
And what are you going to do when somebody's got your foot, and they're making your shoe look better?
But that's what I'm saying. I might buy the cleaner if the guy isn't involved with the selling me the cleaner. I just let me look, let me peruse, let me gander.
Wait, so did you walk out that door and figure out what it was?
No, we
you
be,
crawl, you
we,
army
we,
crawled
yes,
out.
I pretended I was on the phone. I don't know what he was selling.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Other people's problems, we tackle them, we never solve them, and you keep on giving them to us. What are you hiding?
Oh,
that's the Slacker Show guarantee. Yeah. Today, we have Michael. He's drifting apart from his wife. Mm. But we're not sure if it's for a good reason or not. I don't know. We'll get into it.
What? Okay, Michael.
Yay.
What's going on?
Yeah, man. So, look, I'm going to be honest. So I've been married for 6 years.
Okay.
And we don't have any kids, right?
No kids. Okay.
Okay.
So, when I first met my wife, look, we enjoyed doing so much things together. Like, you know, we used to love checking out breweries, like watching sports and movies and mostly cooking like delicious, you know, just off the wall decadent dinners.
Okay.
You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're describing like TX perfect or like some sort of hybrid. No, I love it.
Yeah, but lately, you know, my wife, she's been training for this bikini competition, right? And it's like all the fun has been just completely drained out of her.
How so?
Well, for one, she doesn't want to do any of the same things with me anymore. You know, she just like pressures me to work out with her. She doesn't want to cook or enjoy dinners together either, you know, and she's like constantly counting her calories.
So she's just like really into the weightlifting, bodybuilding right now and everything that comes with it?
Yeah, pretty much. And not only do I, you know, I don't share those interests anymore, right? But it's also been like an adjustment to, you know, her new look, her new like physicality. Like, bro, her arms are bigger than mine now, you know?
Okay.
And I'm feeling like I'm not as attracted to her as I once was, you know?
Did you say this is your wife, right? This isn't a girlfriend. This is your wife?
It's my wife, man. And I was like so in love with her when I first met her, you know? But lately, I hate to admit it, I've been thinking about getting a divorce.
Over her?
Like, okay. I mean, is it wrong to leave her because she's improving her life or... Is it normal for couples to grow apart like this? Like, what should I do?
I mean, it sounds like you're not having the together time that you used to if she's at the gym all the time.
Are you trying to find a way to make this guy okay? Is that what you're trying to do right
now?
Yes. Well, so I can give him that because, like, it's a lot to go from spending a lot of time together to not having that time together. But people grow and change, and you're supposed to do that together. So if you sway a little... I don't know. I understand.
But do you have to grow in the exact same direction? Because I don't
know. You don't. And that's the thing.
And you guys aren't. Did you have you tried it? Like, have you tried doing what she's doing at all? Like, you tried working out? Was that ever a part of it? Or did you show signs of
that, like, I don't take it as I don't go as hard as she does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of don't know where this kind of all came from. It just kind of happened all of a sudden, and it's such a huge change. It's like she's not the same person I married, you know.
Okay, let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. You can call that number, you can text that number.
I know we're gonna get texts because it's kind of a common thing. If people start to alter their appearance, it typically means they're having an affair. Do you have any reservations or any concerns about that?
I don't know. I'm just concerned in the way that like this change has been so drastic and so quick, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not completely ruled out right now.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, okay. I can see it being kind of the snowball effect, right? She's got a new interest that you're not into. You're spending less time together, and then you're not probably not being as intimate, and then she's got a new look, and you're not fond of that, you said, and so that it just keeps getting snowboarding
or snowballing. The like whole bodybuilding world, it you have to be in it 100%. You really do.
I get that, but I don't know that I could be married to somebody that was into that. And if they changed into that in the middle, like, yeah. I'm not trying to pick up where TX is failing. like, because I don't know, Michael, if you're just not selling it right for me. I think it's a real weird thing to go to the divorce attorney and go, my wife's too fit, so I want to quit. You know, like, it's a weird vibe.
Yeah.
But it's also, if we take away why, we're... Like, she's just turning, if it was the opposite, and you guys were always a real fit couple, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden she's eating 400 little Debbie's a day, yeah. like, we grew apart in that way. Mm-hmm. It's just very strange to go, I don't like how healthy my wife's getting.
Yeah, she's bettering herself, and we're drifting apart because of that.
Right. So you're allowed to be mad at that. I just don't like it. She's not.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, Aaron nailed it. You're in it all the way. And if you're not in it at all, it's like, I don't. What are you even talking about? You know, I don't want to count calories. Like, I want to work out so I can eat the calories. Not
like they used to just make. I'm just picturing them like slaving over a pot of nacho sauce. Just like, you know what I mean? Just like,
yeah,
just fatty foods. Just like, let's just get after it. Let's watch Netflix and eat fat.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, Michael. So you said the D word out loud. So it's bad enough that you're considering ending your marriage. Luckily, no kids. So if we end up there, it's still not. It's, oh my God! It's no, I don't no think, good to yeah. end a marriage at all. But like, if you like, hang on, dude. Don't move. My problem is this. Like, anybody gets into anything, it's not easy. Like, your man suddenly is like, I really like fly fishing. It's like, oh my God, I can't imagine.
No, anything. We had to deal with you and your recent love of F1.
Yeah, but I'm not, it's not all year.
Well,
and I don't,
it kind of is.
No, it's not. Like, I don't, am I affecting our relationship, Aaron?
It has been.
Come on. But F1 is awesome.
You'd be waking somebody up at 2 a.m. like, the race is just starting. Like, they're in France or whatever, you know? Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to get up at 2 a.m. Like, we never used to do that.
Okay.
But I don't think that's enough.
You don't have to get up.
That's not a good enough reason to split up. You're right. I mean,
yeah, my arms aren't different. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
They're still bigger
God,
than
I
mine.
Know we're going to get hate for that, but it's like, I like, ugh, never mind. I should stop talking. I think fit women are gorgeous, but there is a tipping point where you, like, you're not, it's not,
for, yeah,
for
yeah,
me
for
personally,
you.
Yeah, everyone
it's
has
like,
a,
oh sure. my God, like a defined sort of like shoulder bicep is like, ugh. But as soon as you've got like a bite, like, ah, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she got into fitness. I've watched it happen. My ex-wife was kind of like this. We both were like, okay, let's get on this 8Fit app. And we started losing weight and she started getting fit. And then it was all of a sudden, I'm going to hike every weekend. I'm going to run marathons. I'm like, out, time, peace, out. Nope. But no, what? No, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a natural thing. Once you start to see some progress, some people just go, well, what happens if I give myself a little testosterone and really trim the fat and like,
yeah.
And like all of a sudden get a pump on?
Well, and I worry like what Aaron said about if she's feeling great about herself and they're not connecting in the way they used to, is it just a matter of time before they move on? Or either one, you know, they step outside because it's like, I'm feeling great. You're not giving me what
There's
I need.
Surely and pumped up dudes at the gym. Who
sure. Are. Yeah. Whose arms aren't smaller than hers. I think women like that. My wife has told me that's what women like.
Okay.
Bigger arms.
All right. Michael is growing apart from his wife, but it's because she's getting too healthy.
Mm-hmm.
What should he do next? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Michael out. He wants a divorce because his wife's fit.
Well, she's...
There's more to
it's
it. Not,
but I mean, it's such a weird thing. When you talked about it at the very beginning, it's like, they're drifting apart, but maybe for a good reason. It's like, you wouldn't think... You drift apart when your wife gets into heroin, your husband gets into gambling.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is about somebody bettering their lives, but it's ruining your relationship.
Because, I mean, that cliche phrase or whatever, but too much of what, I don't know what the phrase is.
Even too much of a good thing is...
is bad.
Yeah.
Like, there's totally a tipping point with the bodybuilding world.
Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of texts, people saying that bodybuilding is, it can get dark. There, apparently mm-hmm. in that world, it can get too extreme.
For sure.
It's not necessarily healthy. But we don't know that she's that far.
Am I allowed to say what you just said to me off air?
Yeah.
You want to talk dark? Somebody texted Aaron and they said, bodybuilding can get to the point where you've worked your arms so big that you have to have somebody else wipe your butt because you can't get to it.
What?
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, really? Mom, I'm going to poop this afternoon. Can you swing by?
That's where a bidet would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can reach the switch.
Back in. Hold on.
All right, Jason.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. What do you think Michael should do here?
I'd be like, dude, that's your wife, and you've been together 6 years, and the goal was lifetime. So, get on it for a year, bro. Jump on the ship with her. Let's ride this out. Put in the work, man. Things might change. You might dig this out.
Yeah, but
you get healthy. She gets healthy, dude. Things might get better. Quite honestly, the sex might change. It might get different. There's stuff along the way that you could explore that you like. Get on board. Put in the work. You're a man. This is a relationship. Let's do this, man.
Wow.
Go do it. Go take this ride with her.
But I'm just saying, but if like your relationship was based on nachos and Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Because that's unhealthy.
Evolution, man. Evolution. You got to evolve. Things change. Grow together.
Wow, Jason, you are passionate.
Mm-hmm. He is.
I dig it.
I do want to go lift some weights right
now. I do, too. I want to lift Jason.
I think he took a pre-workout.
Put in the work, man. That's all I'm saying. If my wife is that, let's go. Full bore, let's go. That's my wife.
But what if you hate it?
I love that.
That's all I can say. If that's what she wants, take a ride with it for a year, dude. Okay. Give it a year, man.
Dude, yeah. I want to take a ride with you. Yeah. You've got us all pumped up. We all just signed up for memberships. I'm at Boss of Fitness.
How my wife makes me feel. So that's how it can make you feel.
Dude, I like that. Wow. Stop, you're going to make us cry. Thank you for the call, man. Well, that changes my attitude about everything.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. We got to go do it. Okay, Kelsey?
Yay.
Yay. What advice do you have for Michael?
So... I had to go through this with a friend who went through it, and I think Michael's going to get blasted for kind of how he sounded on
yeah, for sure.
The radio. But I think it's really important for people who have never experienced friends or family who have done this. It's literally like they have a whole nother relationship.
It's like they joined a cult.
It's everything they do. It's everything they eat. They cannot eat out with you. They cannot go.
Right.
And also, their entire mindset is 100% based on how they look and how they get to where they look. And so it is a huge adjustment. And so I understand if that's really hard for him. My advice would be to understand how much she wants to be in that. Is it a competition that she wants to say that she did?
Right.
Or is this the new normal? Is this her, like...
Yeah, if this is the baseline.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because I think it's one thing, like, some people do that, like the marathon training, where it's like, I want to run a marathon. And so they train really hard, and they do the one, and then they're like, that was great.
I did it. Checked it off my bucket list. Did Everest. You know? Check. Done.
But if this is her new normal, and it doesn't blend with him, because he's right, like... If they went to breweries before and they like decadent food and they enjoyed like lazing around and this is the new thing that she wants to do forever or until she can't anymore, that does create a big gap.
It does.
Yeah.
Because if you want a cheesy sauce on something and but I've got friends who were way into it and they're like, I've just put two things in a boiling pot of water, a chicken breast and a sweet potato. And you're like, what spices are you putting in? They're like, none. And they're sitting down eating the blandest food because food to them is sustenance to get to another workout. And you're horking down a Krispy Kreme while you're waiting for your cheese sauce to boil.
Hey, Krispy Kreme. Hey, Box.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But it's like, those, like, you go out to eat and someone brings a Tupperware.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've been there. I've been with friends.
Like, you know, it's not their responsibility to make you feel good about what you're eating, but it just innately is going to make you feel like crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for the advice, like, Kelsey. We appreciate it. Joel?
Yeah.
What advice do you have for Michael and his marriage that's failing because of fitness?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily failing because of fitness. If they're having similar, they have similar interests, they're growing apart, they're no longer the same, she's no longer the same person he fell in love with, and there's no physical attraction, or if it's being lost, you know, life's too short to be somebody with somebody you're not happy with. And at the end of the day, oh, I think it's at least worth a serious conversation. Sit down with her. You know, I feel, you know, this, that, and the other, you know, and try to work it out. And if there's no, you know, what if she's like, you know, I'm feeling the same way. Let's, you know, let's part ways, or, you know, hey.
You would divorce somebody for bettering their life just because it doesn't fit into your life anymore.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I would be,
he's saying that they don't have that same interest. It's not the same person that he fell in love with. And yes, we do grow and change, but you're supposed to do that together in a relationship.
So whose
problem
is it? They're
drifting apart.
He's not growing. The question is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No gains, bro.
Yeah. At the very least, you have this conversation, and maybe at the end of the day, they can work something out, you know?
But shouldn't be together.
He had a good point. What if she's looking at him and going, you're holding me back? Like, yeah. I'm, you know, you.
I stopped listening
after the
2-hour show when he Theo Vonda with a no gains, bruh.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Okay, what are you conflicted about today? Is this teed off or are you just conflicted? Do we have a conflicted song? Get conflicted with.
Okay. I don't know if I'm teed off. I am feeling conflicted, though, about uniforms. So
can I just have a quick aside? Because I don't know if I've mentioned this much today. If you don't know what teed off with TAC is, you can just get the Audacy app, AUDACY.
Say it again.
Audacy. I know.
Yes.
It's like Audi. Okay. I was like, it's closer to Audacy than it is.
Odyssey?
Right. Because Audacy, oh my God, I was listening to something the other day and somebody was like, you know, I got fired from my company and thank God Audacy, all my podcasts are there. And I'm like, oh, we, and was like, nope, it's the other one.
the bad one.
Yeah, the stupid one that spells it right. Audacy with AUD, like audio, AUDACY. You could go in there and find all of the old teed off with TX.
You can.
And sing along with that song. So you're ready for the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, today is conflicted with TX.
Yes.
I don't feel great about something.
Yes, I feel conflicted about uniforms. Specifically
police, I think you need to see that, hi, I'm an officer of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, you need them. Like,
sure.
Or like the firemen. It's like, oh, there's that guy with a hose. Oh, he's wearing the
medical. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they're scrubs. I should ask him about this boil. Right. And not, you don't just walk up to anybody in the hospital, go, does this look infected? And they're like, I'm just here for a head wound. Oh, I noticed you're bleeding profusely from your skull.
I'm conflicted about uniforms, specifically school uniforms, wearing them to schools. Now, Gen Z is bringing them back to the workplace, apparently. They're doing the Steve Jobs thing of just...
Okay, I am totally on board because you guys aren't on TikTok as much. I am...
Obsessed.
Yes.
You cried when it went away for 12 hours.
I didn't. It was 14, and I didn't.
Okay. Correct me on the time and prove that I'm wrong about everything.
But there was this trend where people were trying to figure out how to dress for the office job, and they called them like the work siren outfits. And it's like, because to be a siren, do you know what that is? The yes. like
like at sea,
yeah,
where they
exactly.
lure the ships
like,
in
yes.
kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's basically sexy outfits to wear to work, and they were so inappropriate, like deep V's.
Are you there to work?
Exactly, tiny skirts, like. So inappropriate.
I mean, send them over. We'll
yeah, no,
we'll take a look.
Diag and I will do some sort of fashion show at lunch.
You guys are wearing them, right?
Fashion show at lunch. I'll wear a deep V right now.
And the short skirt and the long
damn
jacket.
Skippy, I don't have a problem with that. My legs are money.
Great.
Yeah, they are.
Diag.
But that's why I'm in on uniforms.
So but if there's workplace uniforms, who gets to choose them? Because if we're choosing them. It's a deep V in a skirt. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's the company.
Right, and if I'm in charge of the company.
If you were signing a contract, if you were agreeing to a job, like, hey, you have to follow that wardrobe.
How do you look in this DV?
We don't actually really have a, what is it called? A wardrobe?
A dress here? Code?
Dress code.
Yeah.
We do sometimes. There is.
An employee handbook? We don't have that either.
We do. I just never seen it. No, you're right. On radio, we don't. Now we're on video most days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember when I came in for my interview, that was one of the questions I asked. Is there a dress code? And they looked at me like...
Because it's radio, bro.
Yeah.
And you wore a tie.
I did wear a tie.
You're such a...
It was an interview still.
No, I think that was good, for the record.
He did get the job, but not... I protested. Yeah. I did.
Slacker cut my tie, but then I did get the job.
Seriously, I was like...
No, we went on air and made fun of you.
100%.
I know.
Oh, you heard it?
I heard it, yeah.
Schmidil went for this job too. Did he wear a tie?
He had the, you made fun of it as well, because it was like a knitted tie.
Oh yeah, he had the bad one. I thought he had the knit tie.
No.
Tiak didn't?
Mm-mm.
You had a real tie.
Yeah, probably a Van Heusen tie.
Okay.
Yeah, JCPenney special.
Do you remember what shoes you wore?
Yeah, dress shoes.
Oh.
Just my black
You wore dress shoes here?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really surprising.
I know, it's tough. Because it's a job interview and you're supposed to dress up. I know, but I know it's radio. It's just, there's no winning combination. Because I thought
But if you were interviewing today, 2025, mm-hmm. you would not wear dress shoes.
No, I would not.
You have learned
yes.
that shoes, like Neo, would have never said two words to you, but you were wearing the right shoes that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
like Knox mm-hmm. would have said nothing, but it was like, cool kicks, bro. Like you've... Bobby Bones gave you his shoes because you two were wearing cool
I made
kicks.
So many connections based off the shoes. And
our buddy Carson from Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Another.
And not the lame one in our morning show. I'm just kidding, Carson. You're awesome. Go eat a Whopper. That's inside, but can I just take a quick?
Yeah.
If you follow Carson on any social media, you don't do this for me, you've never loved me.
Please.
Spam his ass right now with anything Burger King related.
Yes.
He's trying to not have a Burger King meal today, and I'm like, or anytime he's like, I haven't had that in 15 years. You spam Carson from the morning show. Is it Carson on air?
I think it's Carson on the air.
Carson on the air. On Insta.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Spam
I think
that MFR. Spam him with Whopper pictures right
comments,
now.
All of
Every, just Whopper, Whopper, Whopper. Mm-hmm. It's just gah or chicken fries. Either one. You spam that SOB. I'm sorry. Back to uniforms.
So, Gen Z are bringing it back. They're doing the Steve Jobs thing where they're wearing the same thing every day at work specifically because they're like, it's work. Who cares? Like, I have my outfit and I'll just wear that. No one... You're like not really allowed to comment on people's clothes
Correct.
In the workplace anymore anyway. So kind of like as long as they're clean, who cares if I wear the same thing every day? It makes it easier. And I've always felt this way because I went to a Catholic school my entire life. So I always wore uniforms.
And it's brilliant.
From preschool all the way to a graduated high school, I wore the same outfit every day.
I remember my son. I mean, he goes to Catholic school now, Jesuit school, whatever. But before that, it's like, should I wear... this graphic tee or this, and it was like a point of labor. And now it's just like, it doesn't matter. It's Garanimals. Any color polo, any color chino, out the door. Any color polo, any color.
He gets to pick polos. We had it where it was like, you could pick the given white, navy blue, light blue, yellow. And they had the Mullen logo on them. It was like, those are your options.
Oh,
pick
one.
Yeah,
I know.
We had white, navy, and yellow. Those were the three.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yeah,
so you had to be those colors?
Yeah.
And I think he would accept that.
We hated it at first because we were the ones that ruined the other. Because we used to be like Noah, where it was just wear any polo and khakis.
Right.
My class ruined it. And so, oops. And we hated the switch, but then it was so nice. It was so nice.
There's something to be said coming, like as the poor kid, like I'm wearing tough skin jeans and Trax shoes, which was Kmart's brand. Mm. And then everyone else is in Levi's and Nikes. But if we, it just evens the playing field.
Yeah.
We're all in khaki. None of us look good in it. It's like just one less thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a very up and down relationship when I was younger. It was kind of like, I want to wear gym shorts. I want to wear cool jeans. I want to wear all that stuff. And then by the time you're in high school, you're like, I don't care. This is awesome. I don't have to think about it.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And I've always felt that way. Like, uniforms. But now my son has started school.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to public school, so he's not wearing a uniform.
You want him to?
I kind of don't.
You do.
Because I see every day he likes picking out his outfits, and now I get that whole, like, yeah, it is a form of expressing yourself. It is of, like, you're learning how to present yourself without the given parameters of, like, you wear this, you look good.
But
wear
at
this.
School, it's like, maybe learn to express yourself with knowledge, not your clothes.
But what is more important in the long run?
Expressing yourself with knowledge, not the...
Well, and I think it's, with school similar to work, I think it's important to kind of minimize, I don't want to say distractions, but like to have that dress code so you can focus on the important things
instead
in
of
that
focusing
time.
On me and my tough skins, because that's what kids did. Look at him, he can't even afford Levi's. Then they don't, there's nothing to talk about. We're all walking in. Yeah, maybe you're wearing Gap and I'm wearing Walmart, but we're all wearing, it's just a brown pant, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all look terrible.
We just look, yes. I guess.
But that isn't, you're not learning. This is why I'm conflicted, because I think the uniform is the way to go. But on the other hand, you're not learning how to present yourself. There's certain ways, if you want to present this way, you want to look this way. Maybe you have a big presentation this way. You should dress that. Like, there's different nuances that you're not learning.
Does Leo have presentations? Well,
he's four. Well,
the Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You guys are bad.
I know.
Nope, you guys are bad. You guys are bad for me, and
that's fine.
It's time for an intervention on you two for me.
No.
It is.
You're fine. You're on the good side. Nope, Come on.
Forgive me, anybody who's tired of hearing me say these words, but lately, I've been locked in.
Yeah. Locked in, baby. Mm-hmm.
I am.
You've lost a lot of weight, too.
I've lost a lot of weight. I don't know if I've said it on the air before. I just got generally accused of either using injectables or liposuction or something else. And I was like, first off, none of your business. Second off, have I said out loud why this started? I had a solid 2 weeks where my blood pressure was 200 over 100. And I was like, you're going to die of a heart attack if you don't lock in. So I was like, I'm gonna lock. All I could hear, and it does drive me nuts to be alone in my home and hear T-Hack going, lock in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lock it in.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear T-Hack's voice. Your ASMR voice is not him.
Lock in. Lock in.
Anyway, I'm locked in. Here's the problem. Some days we talk when we're not on the air, and some days even when we are on the air, we wind each other up food-wise.
Oh my gosh. It is a spiral in here.
Yeah. It's like, it's so Aaron bad. And I will look at each other and it's like, Poke Works. Oh yeah? L&L Hawaiian. It's like, oh yeah? And then we just go.
It's a competition. It really is.
And we're like, what? Because you just like, what? And then TX is over here. Culver's.
Culver's. I'm all in.
Like, so I don't know what happened yesterday, but I discovered there's a pizza by this slice place in the tech center that I never seen before.
I haven't seen it either, but it sounds awesome.
Well, probably not during the week around lunchtime, because where we work is close enough to Cherry Creek High School that I don't think you want to go anywhere near a pizza joint lunch.
Yeah. That sells slices. Yes. Yeah, that seems.
It's just like, I went into Starbucks today and it was like 4,000 people in there. It was like anxiety. It was like,
wow.
Anyway, we wound each other up so much yesterday that I was like, I'm on my way home. I don't even want to admit this because TX is going to be so happy at everything that happened. I'm like, it's too late to get the pizza by the slice. But one of the things we wound each other up about, I don't even know how this happened, was Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
That was not me.
Was that you? How did it happen?
It was Hack.
It was me, yeah. It was me. Burger King, underrated, I think. Great shakes.
Haven't had a Whopper.
Great shakes. The Whopper, yeah. Flame broiled.
15 plus years.
Mm-hmm, pretty good. And of course, now they have the chicken fries.
Which, when you said that, I'm like, don't be an idiot. Why would anybody get chicken fries? If you're going to Burger King.
That was what I used to have. I think the last time I had them was like middle school.
Do you remember them?
Kind of.
Oh my God. So I'm driving home and then I'm like, there's a Burger King on Tower Road. So I could go get it. Mm. But then I'm like, you don't like to talk to people. Aaron, this is, just look at TX face right now when I say this. I downloaded the Burger King app.
Oh my gosh. Really? Wow. You made an account?
I made an account so I could pre-order a Whopper.
Yes.
No onions.
You linked a credit card?
Apple Pay.
Okay. All right.
Whopper, no onions, fries. And then as I was about to hit pay, I was like, it was like add to order. And I was like, chicken fries.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, sure. Yeah. Sounds good.
Drove through the drive-thru, got my Whopper and stuff, ate three chicken fries before I even pulled out of there.
Oh, yeah.
What's on those things? What is on those? That's...
They're so good. I don't know why they're so good.
It's potato Olays from Taco John's. What, like that, whatever that... or Red Robin fries. It's like, there's a
that
thing.
That powdery, something, some sort of flavor, yeah.
That as you finish it, your salivary glands go like, we're not done.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Why is there not, what? Is
they
that
need to just make one long chicken fry that you just keep going at. You don't
I
even need to pause.
I literally thought that last night. I was like, how do I tape these together?
Yes.
I am in such a shameful spot right now because I'm not locked in anymore.
But it,
you unlocked me.
You're still locked in.
Aaron?
The man claiming to be like the most locked in is the one who is unlocking everyone.
Are you unlocked or are you locked?
I got unlocked.
Because it's birthday time for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're just, are you fully unlocked or is it loose?
No, it was fully unlocked and now I'm relocking.
No, you can say you're relocking, but you can't say you're relocking unless it's locked. So you're
I'm in
is
the
there
process.
Any evidence? No, you're not locked.
I have leftover cake.
That's what I'm saying. You can't say I'm locking.
I'm working on it.
See, leftover cake? That's locked in. I wouldn't have leftover cake. That counts for something, right?
That is. No, it doesn't, because she had
I didn't know that was
she
possible.
Had 47 cupcakes, bro.
Oh, okay. That's yeah. Well, I am proud of you for coming over to the fast food side of things. And it's you can dabble. It's fine. You don't have to do it every day. Like you like work your way up to my
Before
status.
Before you finish this, I just want to say, as an unsolicited, like I'll eat any fast food. I think Five Guys is one of the best burgers I've ever had. It's so good.
I agree.
Burger King, I'm looking at you. That was effing great. Wow. Oh my God, I forgot how. Like, you know how you go, I haven't had a Big Mac forever, and you go eat, and you're like, that's why. I remember why I haven't had it forever.
That's what I was going to ask you if it was that same or
God,
a similar
the
situation.
Whopper, Aaron, the flame broil, and then like their lettuce is like shredded. Something's different about the lettuce. And I don't, do not call me a hypocrite, but I let them do what they do. So it's mustard and mayo and ketchup, I think.
I think it's, yeah.
Maybe not mustard, but I know ketchup and mayo are in there. But so the lettuce is almost like got salad dressing on it because it's got so much mayo.
Oh yeah.
And I'm thinking about you. Their pickles are fire. Cause like, you know how like Wendy's like, we're gonna do a fancy pickle that's crispier and it's got a little spice. This is a standard American soggy.
Just a dill pickle.
Oh. Dirty. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Drop it on the floor first.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Some of them fell in my car and I picked them up.
Yeah.
God, it was good. And with all due respect to McDonald's, listen, I go back and I get a Big Mac and I think it's trash and great, but I'll eat a quarter pounder right now.
That's a good burger,
if
too,
I weren't
yeah.
locked in or in the process of locking in.
Oh, now you're in the process?
Anyway,
well,
I'm sorry.
Well,
continue
no,
your
I'm
praise.
Happy you're on the fast food side because I recently unlocked a new level of, I would call it kind of fast foodie,
okay.
But I finally ate at a Waffle House.
No way.
Mm-hmm. With my entire family. I've been to one before. I ordered food. It gets a little hazy after that. So I never ate the food.
The haziness came from before.
Right. But it's like about that time where it's like. So I was in Atlanta, but there's one in Parker, a Waffle House. And so I took the whole family.
You put your family in their Sunday best and drove to a truck stop, bro.
It was on a Sunday. Yeah. And it was good. It was
Waffle
good.
Waffle House is good.
Yeah. What's wrong with it? It didn't even seem like all the rumors or whatever, the lore of Waffle House.
Well, it's just, it is a different place at 2 in the morning than it is at Sunday at 10.
Yeah, it was. There were other people in church clothes, I guess.
Right.
So.
And just the other thing you need to remember when you go to places like that, if you see steak and eggs on the menu, that's not.
That's not where you get.
You know,
steak and
eggs. You don't get that anywhere.
What do you get at Waffle House?
I don't know. Just, waffles.
Well, I don't.
You can get breakfast crap, but like,
yeah,
Like, I'm sorry, and you can call me snooty, but like, that ain't steak, people. That's steak for hazy people. Where they're just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do they even ask you how you want it cooked?
No.
Okay, so then, yeah. Let's...
They're like, trust me, you want it cooked. This dog fought for a while.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know what's happened.
You are selling it. Like, you're making me want to go get one I and know. Eat it without the bun.
I just had a Whopper. I swear to God, Burger King, you owe us advertising money for what I just did. Your damn burger yesterday.
Oh, it changed your life a little bit. You've come over.
I forgot.
In fact, used the F word.
Oh God.
It was the F word.
You went feral.
I did. Because I've been locked in, I was going to eat half this Whopper and I ate it on Tower Road.
You didn't weigh it at all.
Well, because the damn chicken fries or whatever.
Mm-hmm. If you eat them before you get out of the line, that doesn't count.
So they have a 4-pack of chicken fries or something?
It's a race. As soon as they give you the food, you just start horking. Because then whatever you get down, it doesn't count as long as you're in the line.
Yeah. Well, I
if you really want to be unlocked.
I horked.
If you want to come to this side.
And then I drove by a Culver's. And I was like, should I stop in?
Yeah.
Anyway, the burger is so good. And I'm like firing it down. And I was going to eat half. And then I'm literally... Do you guys watch enough Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The way Guy Fieri contorts his body, he
T-Rex arms. Yes. And he flips the burger upside down.
He
flips the burger right, but then instead of bringing the burger to his mouth, he brings his mouth to the burger. And I was like, I'm in my car feraling the living snot out of a Whopper. And I'm like, I can't stop. This thing... How did I miss? I missed a decade of my life whoppering it up.
You have to make up for lost time.
Colors are brighter now. What is this?
But listen, so then we just got done talking about it. And then Aaron goes, you want to talk about feral?
There's two people I know that, and it's only with the Whopper. Steve was one of them. And then my ex was the other, where they would buy Whoppers, eat one.
You're saying an S. You're saying...
Yes, they would get two.
One grown man thinks they can eat two Whoppers?
Not in one sitting. So they would get one to eat then, and then save the other for like hours later after they've...
A cold Whopper? Like you put it in the fridge?
After they've like, no. Just on the counter, I'm assuming for Steve.
Probably just left it sitting on his belly. We used to talk, Steve and I. No. Like, he'd be like, he would have a pizza. He'd order a Marco's pizza, and he'd keep his belly warm.
Yeah.
And then he'd fall asleep for a little while and wake up and like, oh,
a pizza. And then, my ex would like leave it on the nightstand and like kind of
the same. They didn't discuss this.
Nightstand. Hold on.
There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to let you finish. But hold on.
Or like.
The nightstand.
Because he would save it for later. Like if he would stay up gaming that night or something, he would have like a midnight snack.
It's just
snack.
Okay.
It'd be a
So
a
you're
whopper.
Asleep. And then just in the middle of the night, you hear. Yeah. As somebody's horking down T-Rexing, feraling.
BK, have it your way.
Shh. What?
I would not be able to have fast food on the nightstand. Especially if
no, obviously
the,
not.
The moment
what
struck.
What are you talking about?
It'd be too distracting.
I wouldn't
be
say
focused.
Say more on. Obvious things. The sky is blue. What? What? I mean, hold on, guys. Revelation coming.
Way too distracting.
But that's just a prime. That's another example of just how great the Whopper is.
Okay, but here's my weird question. Because both these guys have like some sort of weird, you call that the Midwest? Is Minnesota kind of the Midwest?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they didn't know each other.
Well, really? They did here, and they like bonded over the wacky tobacco as well.
But I don't think, it's like the pension roll, how every boy just knows my junk itches, and we just all know to like pension roll. You don't scratch, you do the pension roll. But it seems like there might be something in the water in Minnesota that says, hey man, get a second Whopper and just set it somewhere.
Like, you know, a what I'm squirrel, saying? Just like bury that for later.
Winter's coming.
Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Okay. Are we going to talk about it?
Don't you know?
It's not psychic, moron.
Okay.
There's a story of this woman who's got a couple kids, they're 5-year-olds about to join Mensa. The one kid's already in Mensa, I believe, and now a 5-year-old has been invited to join as well. And Tiak was talking about it off air. I don't know that they still do this. Did you guys get IQ tested in school?
I honestly don't remember. Which I probably got a low score.
Yeah, there's a couple of angles I could take on that. I'm just going to leave it sit right there. Thanks. That's awesome.
No. I remember they checked our hearing. That was a thing. Yeah. And they checked for lice. But I don't think they checked IQ.
You know,
they found too much lice. They're like, we can skip the IQ test.
I think there is a certain lice to IQ ratio that they're looking for. If you're one of the lice kids, they just don't bother.
One of the lice kids? Gosh, that
I know
sucks.
This is terrible, and I've gotten heat for saying this before, but I'm sorry. Like, I was a lice kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've never even...
I'm about to say what I got in trouble for last time. You know that in school, there was this kid, that kid, this kid, that... There's the smelly kid. You know exactly who I'm talking about. I don't have to say it. You know exactly who I'm talking about. This is where I get in trouble, and it's T-Hack, so I'm allowed to say it. There's the scoliosis kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have it, for sure.
But in my day...
Stand up.
But in my day, it was different, because you knew, because they had to wear this...
The
contraption
brace.
On the outside of their clothes. It was like the Scarlet Letter. It was really unfair, because they don't do it now.
Some cases, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
If it's bad enough.
But you're
enough.
In these formidable years where you're trying to get your vibe on and like be, you want to stand out because you're a great basketball player.
It's like, you know how when you graduate and you have the most likely to whatever, it's the pre, like going into high school, like you're the smelly one.
You're the smelly, you're the scoliosis, you're the and it just sucked. I remember the scoliosis kid. I'm like, you are not getting a fair shake at this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they made them wear it on the outside of their clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like, I heard a lot about headgear too, but I don't remember kids actually having headgear.
I knew one person who did, but only at night.
No, they had it. Again, we were much more archaic in my time, so there were several. I mean, what used to be real braces for kids can be solved by Invisalign.
Yeah.
So therefore, if it's real bad, they can be solved by real braces. But back in my, you wore like a halo, like you were in a car accident.
Yeah. And again, it's just,
you're
not
going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Like 6 years later, when you want to ask Jennifer to
but
the prom,
I also
she's
think
like,
that even with, if someone were to be wearing headgear today, there's more of an understanding.
We're more compassionate than we were back then.
Definitely.
For sure.
To think that this is a slam. Four eyes, it's like, I didn't do anything to have myopia, you a-hole.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you need glasses. Yes.
I know.
Yeah. I do.
That doesn't make
what? Like, why are you?
I know, it doesn't make any sense.
I got called four eyes so many times, I'm like, what? Congrats on having 20/20 vision, you D.
Yeah.
What?
I agree.
Anyway, we were talking about this and we were wondering, do they still test kids for IQ? I was tested and
just
I was
school?
Invited into Mensa.
You were?
I know people are thinking one of two things. One, I'm lying, or two, I'm being pretentious. I'm probably dumb as a bag of hammers now. But then when my brain was less clouded, I was a smart little cookie.
Do you remember how old you were?
I don't. I was pretty young because it was weird to get mail. I remember my parents were like, well, this one's addressed to Michael. And I was like,
what have you been doing, boy?
Right? I was like, what? Am I getting drafted? So I was I think I was like 10 years old or something.
Okay.
Like, you're pretty young.
Wow.
Well, now my daughter wanted to like, these stories are out there. It's like, these kids are just like genius level IQ. They're being invited into Mensa, blah, blah, blah. So she tried to find an IQ test online. Mm. And they're all clickbait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've taken them online before.
It's not real.
I don't think so. No.
But I don't remember what the questions are. Are they like the questions we all hate on the SAT?
Lawnmower
is to shoebox as death is to, and you're like, meatball? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. How do they test your IQ? Is it just a variety of questions on multiple subjects? Are there some math? Are there some, is it, or is it just like they can see your logical thinking?
Because I don't think it's knowledge. It's not knowledge. You're not.
I think I found some example questions.
Okay, go.
What is the four-digit number in which the first digit is 1/5 the last, and the second and the third digits are the last digit multiplied by 3? Oh, I would fail this.
It would take me a second, but I would get
hold
that.
Hold on, I'm still writing my name.
All right, hold on. Question
bubble,
two.
Bubble. I would figure that one out. I could figure that one out.
Yeah. Jane went to visit Jill. Jill is Jane's only husband's mother-in-law's only husband. Jane went to visit Jill. Jill is Jane's only husband's mother-in-law's only husband's only daughter's only daughter. What relation is Jill to Jane?
Okay.
What?
Okay, these are like written.
yes.
It is Jane.
That wasn't the question.
Oh. Okay. See, that's what I thought they were, because they don't, it's not about knowledge. It's about intelligence quotient. Like, do you have the ability to reason out a problem? Do you know what I'm saying? Knowing who the fourth person to sign the Declaration of Independence, that's knowledge. That's Jeopardy. Right?
I see. Yeah, yeah.
But like, you got to be able to look at this and go.
It's more like the problem solving. Right. The, yeah.
Here, my favorite thing that's happening right now. Tiag knows he's the dumbest person in the room. So instead, he's stroking his beard and just going,
Yes, of course. Yes. IQ, you say.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Our top scientists have come up with a, what do you call them?
The Slacker Show research team?
Yeah.
They're in the other room and they can hear you.
I know. You just never taught. I haven't been trained on the protocol of what to call them.
Well, they know not to look you in the eyes.
That is.
We've trained
they're
them.
They're called
up.
The scientists? No, the
Slacker Show research
Slacker
team.
Slacker Show research team. But wouldn't scientists make more sense? Slacker Show scientists, like SSS?
They can hear it, but they are not qualified. I cannot, in good faith, call them a scientist.
So they have come up with this story that says we can silence our sneeze.
I thought that was bad.
Aaron,
like you can burst a...
Aaron, thank you.
Yeah?
What is... Okay.
I do it all the time.
You silence your sneeze.
Uh-huh. You have the weirdest sneezes I've ever heard in my life.
I forget, because you know what?
They sound like coughs,
this
and
is
they
the
just
thing.
Go
that's,
for 20
oh my
minutes.
God, that's exactly what it is. Because you two are so much closer than I am with either of you, Jamal. Mm-hmm. But like, I've been in the room.
It's T-Hack and Aaron are the names.
Oh, that's right, T-Hack and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
I'll get it. Do you get maybe name tags? I've been, so T-Hack, when he's not in this room, has his own weird little producer tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's sort of, it really is like an aquarium. I've thought about filling it up with water and just watching you float around
it
in there.
Is, yeah.
Because it's all windows. Like
yeah.
You can see in here and you can see into another studio and people can see into your room through the door.
Yeah,
it's just
which,
like,
it's just weird. I don't have a fear of heights, thankfully, so I never think about it, but it's just all...
It's glass all the way around.
All open, yeah. That would be a big problem if...
Yeah. So you're in that room and sometimes the three of us are in that room and it's pretty tight.
It's a tight room. It's pretty tight.
And then Tiak will have this little coughing fit.
It's literally like, I'll try to do it.
And I'm like, okay, he's coughing and he's just being weird about it. And then Aaron goes, bless you. And I'm like, idiot. And then he's like, thank you. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Don't, you have a dumb sneeze, dude.
Well, I can't change it. Can you?
According to the Slacker Show research team, you can.
Those guys.
That's what the story
they can
is.
Hear you.
You can change it. Because they're basically calling out me. And other, it's
dads.
It's men. It's dads.
Yeah.
But I've had this sneeze since I was a kid.
Really?
Way before. Oh my God. I have always sneezed. I will try to fake. Have you heard me sneeze?
Yeah. It's, oh yeah. I have a recording.
You do?
Of you sneezing.
How?
You sent it to me. You were at your house and you filmed yourself sneezing.
Okay.
Why in God's name would I
because
send that?
Because you said
and you, think
you
we're
have a very...
the close ones? What's going on?
We had talked about your sneeze previously.
And so I just happened to catch a fit and I sent it to just you?
Yep.
Was I hammered?
No.
So I just sent you
I'd say. Probably.
This feels like a OnlyFans transaction. Like you ordered a sneeze from me and I accommodated.
So is it his ringtone or anything when he calls you?
Okay, I'm going to try to do it. Ready?
Because
it's like, and I do a ha!
Yeah.
And then chew. So it's like, Like, it's that loud.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That does.
It's that
I've
loud.
Heard it.
Well, according to the scientists on the Slacker and Show.
The Slacker and Show?
The Slacker Show.
Wait,
research
I like that. Yeah. The Slacker and Show.
They say you can, in fact, if you want to stifle that urge to dad sneeze, there are a few techniques.
Ooh.
For one, because we all, almost none of us does it take us completely by surprise. I mean, sometimes you get that one where you walk out in like May flower weather, like, whoa, and you're just in it. But if you feel, you're doing the,
you feel
they
it.
Say, exhale.
Okay.
Exhale first. Because then you're like, and try to blow your air out. Because then you don't have as much in your lungs. So then you can't like.
It's a smaller.
Then you're like. Because you're just like. You're like half a balloon.
Yeah.
Don't you kind of want like a ferocious.
That's my point.
Sneeze,
that's why
though?
I was on Team Aaron from the beginning. What is
well,
a sneeze
for? I thought
it
was always bad.
Yeah, to, well, you people, and it's nobody in this room, thankfully. TX just got a weak sauce one. Mm-hmm. But you don't ever grab the nose, right?
No.
No. But if we're like on the air and I have to sneeze, I turn away and I feel my eyes pop a little bit. I hold it in. And
oh.
You can just feel,
that's not a real thing.
You can feel it kind of.
That's not a
I got to put them back in before I come back on the air.
You think it's like a cartoon thing?
A little bit, yeah.
Like they go, woo.
There is one guy who like his eyeball flew out or like popped out of
Aaron,
socket. It didn't fly
out. Do you
fly
realize
out.
That you're the one who was like, you
someone
believe
like,
anything that's on TikTok?
It wasn't on TikTok. It was just on Google. There were some news stories about him.
No, I don't think it's real.
Someone like burst a blood vessel.
Because people are trying to say
that's
that,
definitely, yeah.
Like you're a sneeze is like 300 miles an hour, and if you don't close your eyes will fly out. That is an urban that myth. That is not true.
No, Mythbusters tested that. You can like, it's
was
just,
they speculum their eyes open?
Yeah.
No, they did not. Yeah, those guys just have an unlimited budget. Just
know,
get after
I
it.
I know, we got to get our research team. I know. A link up, a collab. Yeah.
It's just, no, it's just natural reaction to close your eyes.
Yes.
But you can sneeze with them open.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Well, here's the point I'm trying to make that Aaron made at the very beginning, so we could have stopped talking then.
Okay.
In fact, you can stop listening a while ago. Stop listening now, and if you want to catch what we did at the end, download the Audacy app, and you can figure out if it was worth your time or not.
Okay.
Audacy on the App Store, or what do you call it, Google Play or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The point is to get the toxins out of your body. So if you do the... Like, I have friends who go,
like, do the, polite sneeze.
Yeah, like,
yeah. No, that's what not. What are you accomplishing? Yeah,
you're not accomplishing anything.
You're not better off.
It's like your stupid kids who don't realize that, like, they're supposed to let it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a struggle we have all the blow out and they suck in. No, blow out. And they're like, I don't
when
like
you're
it.
A kid,
I don't like
you're
it.
You're just
yeah.
like, I got boogers in my nose. And you suck them and you, they're like, ooh, there they go. And you, they, as they slide down the back.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You know how you get mad at your ex? You got to take some of her crap?
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest what not to take with my story.
Okay.
Well, I've got a story about something that is just plain foul.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A Massachusetts Postal Service worker.
It's not what your country can do for you.
Dunkin' Donuts.
That one gets me every time. they were delivering mail through a neighborhood when all of a sudden they were chased by a flock of wild turkeys.
Oh.
Which is probably my biggest fear.
Yeah.
But it got to the point.
That's your biggest fear?
Oh my God, yeah.
Turkeys?
Chasing you? Yeah, wild turkeys chasing
you. You know what, they're
you?
Not flightless. I'm more scared of birds coming from up and down. But yeah, no, I get it. Okay.
Do we need to clarify wild turkeys as opposed to the domesticated turkeys?
I feel like the domesticated ones, they've been injected with so many hormones and stuff, they're just not fast.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So they're down there, they got those big old boobies, and they're just like, they're just. But the wild ones, they, dude, Chad has
I feel
them.
Like they're aggressive. They're territorial.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Dude, they're benching like geese.
Yeah.
Okay.
They literally chased this postal service worker out of the neighborhood. It's caught on Ring cameras.
You're over-exaggerating.
No.
No, the dude is.
No. There's security camera footage.
Of him like
booking it.
Did he run or?
He made it back to the truck.
Made it back. It's not Cujo.
He moved the truck and the turkeys still followed. They say, no mail here.
All the dogs in the windows are like,
yeah!
Get him out of here!
Finally, someone on our team. All right.
No idea if he was able to complete his job that day.
Mm.
It's not in the list, by the way. No rain, no snow, no sleet, no hail. Like, all the things are listed, but turkeys, I think, is a reason to just not deliver. They're like, we never sent turkey in the mono. There's turkeys there. Speaking of fowl, my story is from Washington. But mine involves fowl as well. A man and his girlfriend broke up, and he wanted to go back to her house and steal some of her stuff. So he went over, kicked the door in, and grabbed her prized possession, which was a chicken.
What?
Why?
Oh, I don't know why she has a chicken in a Washington house, but she, he just came to the house, booted the door in, grabbed the chicken, and said, I've got Polly! Several times before running away.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No.
That's a hostage situation at that point.
So there's a man on the streets of Washington.
And he's hungry.
Residents say they thought they saw him choking the chicken.
Yikes.
But the fowl was fine.
Oh. Good.
The man was still holding Polly when they found
him. He wouldn't let go.
Once you start...
No. No.
Do you let go? I can't. Okay. Those are we can find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.